USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
China has announced sanctions against two members of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom in retaliation for American sanctions levied because of China's human rights violations against ethnic religious minorities. Gail Manchin, the chair of the USCIRF, and Vice Chair Tony Perkins have been banned from entering mainland China, Hong Kong, or Macau. The Chinese Foreign Ministry also announced sanctions against a Canadian member of parliament for similar criticisms of the Chinese regime. The USCIRF has been one of the leading voices in a global effort demanding an end to China's abuses against the Uyghur people in the traditionally Muslim region of Xinjiang. And the Department of Justice says that it has charged nearly 500 people with COVID-related fraud. In a statement, the department said that over 140 defendants are facing charges for unemployment insurance fraud, and another 120 have been charged with defrauding the Paycheck Protection Program, intended to help keep small businesses afloat during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former President Donald Trump has some harsh criticism for the current administration over President Biden's handling of illegal immigration. In an interview with Fox News on Saturday, Trump said that he'll likely visit the southern border in the next few weeks because many in the Border Patrol have invited him down. He also criticized President Biden for ending the Remain in Mexico policy that he established with Mexico and ending construction of the border wall when it was so close to completion.
The wall is just a few weeks away from being completed. He didn't want to complete it. It took 2.5 years to start because the Congress, the Democrats in Congress, Pelosi and everybody, sued us 11 different times. So after we won all the lawsuits we started, they should finish the wall, number one, and they should have the stay-in policy reinserted, because if you don't have that, this is going to be a disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Crews continue to work to free a ship stuck in the Suez Canal that is interrupting global shipping. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains, as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. After the pandemic forced factories to close, a pickup in demand for household items stretched suppliers. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. According to NBC, the blockage is costing nearly $400 million per hour. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the San Diego Comic-Con will return in person later this year, more than a year after the pandemic put the popular convention on ice. Organizers announced Saturday that the event will return with a special edition this year over Thanksgiving weekend. An all-virtual edition of the convention will still be held this July, with organizers saying that they hope conditions later in the year will allow for larger gatherings. The event that began in 1970 traditionally draws about 130,000 people to the San Diego area. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Narock.